Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. Here's your host, Denise and Fred Penny.
Oh, Cal's having someone else try this. I don't know. Oh, my gosh. Cal's back there directing our co-producer. You can turn that music down if you'd like to. We're having a co-producer handle this thing right now. And Cal Hunter's clapping, even though he's not doing his job. There it is. The music's down. I'm Fred Penny. Denise Dirks is with me. We have Cal Hunter back at the... I'm going to call it the board, and he's got an assistant helping him by the name of Garrett Penny. He's a lawyer, or we're waiting to be a lawyer in our firm. And they're back there playing with all the
radio. Just training.
I hear this. That's all right.
So it's all good.
Those of you in Tennessee joining us for the first time, that's what you listen to.
I didn't say it was good training.
No, that was horrible. But that's why it's live. You get to see exactly what happens behind the scenes. We sit here, and by the way, there's a glass. We can see in the other room is where the control room is, and Cal is training a new producer, co-producer. Hey, so anyway, we're going to talk about some interesting things this hour. We're going to talk about Jay-Z's lawsuit and his recorded deposition. That's an interesting thing about recording the depositions under oath of stars and what it's what protections they have. And some interesting things that they're trying to get from Jay-Z. And this is a perfume company suing Jay-Z. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about a lottery winner has to give a ton of the money to his ex-wife. We're going to talk about Denise, who does family law, a little bit about that. As Cal calls it, he calls it Divorce Saturday. So we have been talking about a lot of divorce cases, and it's going to be Divorce Saturday today. Remember, this is an interesting and exciting but sometimes informative show, but we're only talking about general topics. Make sure you seek local counsel. We're not giving you legal advice. Except around the Christmas table or you know, any family event where the in-laws are there and you want to show them up, you can just use Radio Law Talk as your source when they say, well, they say, because you know, there's no proof. But when you say, well, Radio Law Talk says that, so that's we just give you that little tidbit of help. So that's going on. We're also going to talk a little bit about the NRA and San Francisco lawsuit. The NRA did sue San Francisco. We're going to talk about the First and Second Amendment there. And then Amber Geyer, the Dallas police officer case, that thing has been beat to death. I mean, we know it's been beat to death, as in, I mean, not to say it in a bad way, but, I mean, everyone's constantly talking about it.
It's still interesting nonetheless, I think.
And the interesting thing Denise and I are going to talk about is the difference between the murder and manslaughter, and why she wasn't convicted of manslaughter and that issue. But if you want to call us at 855 Law Radio, you can call us and talk to Cal or Garrett Penny. We miss Todd Kunin, who is off shooting a commercial. He is a working
Where's
man.
Todd?
Yeah, he's not with his kiddies, but he's shooting a commercial. And then we're going to get into all kinds of fun stuff. If we have time, we're going to talk about whether or not Harvard and other schools discriminate against choosing students. And, you know, the answer to that...
Of course they do.
Of course they do. And it's not just Harvard. All schools discriminate. Now, is it a discrimination that is a bad thing? Or is it illegal? Is it legal? And it's interesting what the courts say about that, because discrimination can mean a lot of things. It's not in the traditional sense, but of course they're going to say, okay, we want some more people from Idaho. And in fact, I always tell the story about an individual that I went to law school with that was single, that was very bright, I mean super bright, from a little tiny town of Idaho with only, I think, a 600, 800 population, and he got accepted to Harvard over a lot of the big city kids that did just as well. Why? Because, and actually that's what the judge talks about, is, you know, they want diversity, and a little farm boy from 600 population out of Idaho, not a lot of them applying to Harvard. And it was a white male, and he got accepted, but
Because it's diversity,
right.
Not just in racial diversity,
right.
Or cultural diversity, but it's also financial diversity.
But also
we're
course,
looking for
but,
that.
But the course is also defined aggrieved classes, right? I mean, so you can say, well, if it's an aggrieved class could say, well, they didn't pick me. I'm in a aggrieved class. I should have gotten in versus,
right.
You know, the smart.
And that's why it's
right.
It's a lot of it's an Oriental association of kids that they think they're being discriminated against, and they may be. And to some degree, but it's interesting that the stuff that I was reading, and this trial came down to a huge statistical, fight and everything about deep statistics that would spin people's heads just thinking. But one interesting thing I found is there is some huge discrepancies of people that are accepted in their grades and in their SAT or ACT scores. I mean, like, literally, much lower grades and
that's just not high on the priority list.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of the factors, but it's not the factor.
Yeah, but there is interesting. If you look at it on its face, you think, well, of course they're discriminating, but don't all schools to some degree?
Well, if you don't believe Fred, you can check the USC volleyball team.
We're talking about the admissions scandals. We will. Hey, let's talk about the admissions scandal in a minute, but we do have an update on the college admissions scandals after we do case or no case. So those of you in Tennessee who are joining us for the first time, welcome. We do have some two new affiliates out of Tennessee joining us. We do have a thing called case or no case where Cal, our illustrious producer, tells us a case scenario, and we have to determine whether it's a real case or he's faking it and what the outcome is. And the first winner to 50 points, the other co-hosts have to buy a dinner of steak and lobster. So when I get my steak and lobster, I think I know the restaurant I'm going to go to.
You should have seen the look Denise just gave you when you said that. She didn't seem convinced that you were going to win.
Well,
although you are ahead.
I'm getting pretty close to 50 points.
You are.
So with that, get ready to roll, case or no case.
Are the double points?
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
Double points for this one on case or no case. Double points. That means if you win, you get to add on a total of, up to 4 points. If you lose, we'd subtract the same amount.
And first hour, Cal, Denise and I got zero.
Zero the last time. I skunked you both, and I'm just sick about the whole thing. Okay, now I start off with Peter Vukovich, a pitcher for the Philadelphia Baseball Phillies organization, a promising left-hander, but he blew out his left elbow, and he underwent Tommy John surgery. And at the hospital, after the transplant surgery, they used an automated blood pressure machine, which the technician really put on there very, very tightly. And it sampled his BP every hour, and on so tight, not only did it take his blood pressure, it starved the ligament that was transplanted on his elbow, rendering the treatment useless, finishing Vukovich's career. So the Phillies and Vukovich sued St. Marie's Hospital in Port St. Lucie, Florida, for the next 3 years of Vukovich's salary, all $75 million of it. The team said the salary was guaranteed. Vukovich says, I don't care who pays me, I just want my $75 million. And so I ask you, Denise Dirks, case or no case?
Vukovich.
Vukovich.
What year was this, Cal?
This was fairly recently, 1999.
So I'm right at the cusp. Okay, so the question is not whether there's a suit, but it's who he sues. So does he sue his baseball Phillies team?
The team does the suing.
Oh.
They want to recover the salary from the hospital, the $75 million from the hospital. They're very upset that they have to pay this guaranteed contract to Peter Vukovich.
Okay. All right. There is no privity of contract between the team and the hospital. And the rights go to Peter Vukovich,
yeah.
Not the team. The team does not have a right to sue the hospital. So I'm going to say lawsuit is the case, but the team loses.
Okay. That's good.
I got to be pretty close because I feel it.
Yeah, we're almost at our break time. I've got some interesting little tips. Area a little bit of law. In fact, I can't talk about cases that we deal with, but we do have similar type of cases. And I'm going to discuss it after the break, and it's going to be very interesting, some things I bring up, even though I'm not a very interesting person. We'll be back after this. Stay tuned.
I would disagree. You're just fine. We'll take a break. We'll come right back for the second segment of Radio Law Talk for this hour. Don't go away. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Not all law firms have extensive experience in all areas of the law. It's wise to look for firms that have knowledge and understanding in your particular area of concern. So go to ProLawFirms.com. They have listings of attorneys in key areas of practice, such as family law, estate planning, personal injury, bankruptcy, and so forth. When you're looking for a lawyer that has extensive experience in your particular area of need, go to ProLawFirms.com. That's ProLawFirms.com.
ProLawFirms.com is not a law firm and does not endorse or recommend any specific law firm.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312.
When you were a little kid and you thought about what you wanted to be, teaching was at the top of your list. But things changed. And as you got older, teaching didn't seem like the best option anymore. So you're thinking you'll be something else. But what would your 12-year-old self say? Now you want to be a doctor. You don't think teachers save lives? 25 at a time. An actress? Try playing a different role every time the bell rings. How about a scientist? Ever heard of physics?
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
People who want your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In, ready to grow with you.
No! single point for you.
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Penny.
We're back on. We're here.
Advertising for legal service. I apologize. My timing is goofed up right now. I think that's probably something where my brain got a little affected.
Yeah,
so I apologize.
Yeah. No,
I'll work on that.
Yeah, you work on that, and we're going to be off a little bit. We have Cal back, just so you know. We're not going to get into details, but Cal's been a little bit sick, and he's back for the first time. We forgive you, Cal, for
taking us
in late and taking us out early. So
okay, trying to help.
But we're doing case or no case, so... Case or no case, you talked about this Peter Vukovic, and the interesting thing for me, Cal, is I follow sports pretty well, and we've got to make sure that, you know, I don't know this. You know, that's important, that case or no case, I'm not cheating. But I don't know Peter Vukovic from the Phillies, and I'm sure there is such a person. I even have, did I tell you, I have a bunch of baseball cards from the 1960s on that I love them. I love baseball cards. But anyway, he has the Tommy John surgery. He has a $75 million guarantee from the Phillies. And they basically argue that the hospital screwed up the surgery. Therefore, he's out for good. And now the team has to pay him $75 million. And they don't get to use this pitcher. And the question is, case or no case? And Denise, you said that it is a case, but they lose, as in the Phillies lose, correct?
Yeah, because they don't have any privity of contract between the hospital and themselves.
Good point. And I said before the break that it's important that I have something interesting to say. I don't have the contract in front of me, but I will... we don't bet here, but I always say I bet nickels. My grandpa say that there is rights in the contract that they can, and this happens a lot. They can transfer the rights to the team to sue on his behalf. And so what happens is the team can sue on behalf of the player and step in their shoes. And I bet there's a clause in there that allows them to do that with Peter Vukovic. And that's what they're doing. Now, whether they win or not, I think this is a case. This is a standard scenario. But I'm worried about Cal kind of tricking us. But 1999, this is a case. And I believe they do win against the hospital for a medical malpractice. I'm backtracking and saying this is a scenario, but not a case. Dang it, I'm going on the limb. Not a case, Cal, but it is a true scenario. No case.
Well, Peter Vukovic is an actual player, but from a much earlier era. So I'm just passing that along. For those of you who say it was a case, sad news, Denise.
I changed last minute, Denise. I knew that. I was just thinking, I don't remember Peter Vukovic. Maybe I do.
Yeah, it was from many years ago. He was a player. But at any rate, I'm sorry. I just pulled up a name out of my... you know, my archive of foolishness, and there it is, Peter Vukovic. This has happened before, apparently, my understanding, but I don't know how that all came out.
I will tell you, Cal, that...
So does he get two? Because he said it's a scenario, but it's not a case.
He gets 1 point, and you get minus two, Denise.
Oh, okay.
Well, it was double points.
Double
was
points.
It not?
No, I get two. I get 2 points. It's double.
No,
so I get two
double points. You didn't say we get points taken.
We used to, Cal.
Did I?
No, you didn't say it.
Okay, Cal.
So,
it's up to Cal.
Fine.
Cal's the ultimate.
It's fine.
Okay,
that's
but
fine.
I give me two because it's double points. So instead of one, I get
all right,
two.
Yeah, I give you a plus two. Denise, I'll give you 1 point.
What? No, it's
no,
zero.
No, I get zero.
Zero.
I give clearly
zero.
Said it was a case.
Denise,
then...
I'll give you 0 points.
Okay, okay. There we go. All right,
yeah. Fair enough. Okay, plus
so am I still 39 and he's 45?
I don't know. But
good enough.
I'll tell you this one. Here's what I know. That, ladies and gentlemen, is... Case or no case, next hour I'm going to take you to the movies for case or no case.
All right, let's do the movies. Right. Hey, it's Divorce Sunday, Saturday. So talk about the man who wins a $50 million lottery in Michigan.
And it's $80
million. I mean, $80 million. Did I say 50? $80
yes.
million dollars in Michigan. And the estranged wife says, what happened?
Well, it's a really interesting case because the facts are in dispute. The man and wife, they separated. They actually had filed for divorce. And yet there hadn't yet been anything really done on the divorce yet. And this case went to arbitration. But while the parties are separated, and after the wife had filed for divorce, and 2 years later, the husband won $80 million in the Mega Millions lottery jackpot, which amounted to $38 million after the taxes and the deductions were taken.
Wow, that's...
So he didn't want to split this with his wife, and... This is the funnest thing. I love this. They looked at the fact that this man made a lot less money than his wife. His wife made,
between 100 and 125.
Yeah, exactly.
100 to 120,000 annually, and this. I got to be careful how I say it. This guy earned the average of 36,000 a year during the marriage.
That's right. So he was making a lot less during the marriage, and he was buying these lottery tickets and
throughout the marriage.
Yeah, throughout the marriage, and so the community took the losses on these other tickets that he had bought throughout the marriage. So the arbitrator said, "Hey, look, since he made less money and spent most of the community property that he brought to the community on these lottery tickets, then and he didn't pay any support for the children, and there's lots of things, then he needs to provide half of this to his former wife." And the arbitrator, during this decision, it comes up, and then the arbitrator dies.
Yeah, that was crazy.
That was crazy. And so then another arbitrator comes in and makes the same award, and it's upheld by the courts.
The interesting thing about this, too, was that, he dies, and the Michigan Court of Appeals upheld it in June of 2019. But at the time, they were separated, Denise. My understanding, again, I've been wrong before, but not quite divorced at the time that he won the lottery. Can you see this? Whoops, I'm getting divorced. I better hide this. Oh, what? I'm going to be on TV.
Well, there's a California case that we should talk about very briefly.
All right, well, we'll talk about that when we come back from the break. I'm Frederick Penny, your host of Radio Law Talk. Call us at 855 Law Radio or tweet us at Radio Law Talk.
Thanks for turning on Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on the radio. We'll be back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. That's 800-918-1376.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Trump said he'll formally object to Congress's impeachment inquiry, even as he acknowledges the House Democrats have the votes to proceed. The White House was expected to send a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi arguing that Congress cannot conduct an impeachment investigation without first having the vote to authorize it. The letter was expected to say the administration will not cooperate with the probe without that vote being done. Trump said the resolution would likely pass, but predicts it will backfire on the Democrats over this election season.
I do believe that because of what they're doing with Pelosi and their real leaders, AOC plus three, I really believe that they're going to pay a tremendous price at the polls.
When Pelosi announced that the White House was initiating the inquiry, she did not seek the consent of the full chamber, as was done for impeachment proceedings into former Presidents Richard Nixon and Bill Clinton. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world run a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Is this real life?
This is Radio Law Talk.
We are back, Denise and I and Cal Hunter, the Three Musketeers, and Garrett, thank you for joining us and co-producing this wonderful show where we're talking about lotteries and divorce. Cal said it best. Cal called it Divorce Saturday. So today is Divorce Saturday at Radio Law Talk, but there's some interesting things about even though we just discussed this Michigan case in California about the lottery. What's the deal
with that? Yeah, the interesting thing is it was back in 1999 when this decision came down. Thomas Rossi and his wife, Denise Rossi, never had any marital problems at all. And then all of a sudden, Denise Rossi told him, I want a divorce. And she filed for divorce just weeks later. He couldn't figure it out, and she did never really tell him. But he finally found out what happened. And 3 years later, or 11 days before she filed for divorce, she had won $1.3 million in the California lottery.
She never told anybody.
She didn't tell her attorney. She didn't tell anybody. And somehow he found out about it, and he took her back to court. And the judge in that case, it was out of Los Angeles, gave all of the money to the husband.
Good job, judge.
And because in her deposition, she admitted that she concealed her winnings because she didn't want her ex-husband getting his hands on them.
But Denise, wouldn't that, I mean, under California law, isn't something that you get, that you acquire when you're still a couple, isn't that somehow
50-50
community property? That's community property, clearly.
But shouldn't it be 50-50, isn't it? Or
well, okay, say, I'm glad you asked that question, because this case, to my knowledge, was not appealed. Or if it was appeal that didn't go all the way through the process. And so I'm not so sure that it is good law because it's a little bit too punitive. California,
yeah.
You have to disclose all assets and debts, all income and expenses, period.
Right.
And if you fail to disclose something, that's what could be called a breach of fiduciary duty.
So just like you were declaring bankruptcy, the same principles would apply, right? You'd have to list everything that you had, everything that you
it
owed.
It is.
Yeah,
it's thing. Very, very similar. And if you don't, it could be fraud. Or it could be a breach of fiduciary duties.
Wow.
What's the damages?
The judge can punitive damages. I guess he could punish you. Or she can punish you.
You're not supposed to do that. That's the truth.
Okay, that's what I wanted
to know. So damages for breach of fiduciary duty are those that flow from the breach. So if $1.3 million flows from that breach, she kept it all, the most he should have gotten would be half, and any costs for attorney fees or costs for experts or other type of costs to get it back. So, in other words, if he took her deposition, he'll get those deposition costs back. But he shouldn't get more than his half of the actual asset itself.
But he basically sounds
why is that?
Yeah. I mean, he made the judge mad. That's what I always say. You made the judge mad is what you did.
She made the judge really mad, yeah. But the judge was punitive and not actual damages were awarded. It was more. I suspect that that's not the law now. Since that time in 1999, the law of breach of fiduciary duty in family relationships, and specifically divorces, it has grown and grown and grown and developed a little more. And my thought is that he would get half. No doubt about it, and he would get all his attorney fees and costs, period.
Interesting.
Whatever it took to get it.
And every state's different. All states are, but generally, it's funny, we talk about things, and we're all over the United States with our radio law talk, but there a lot of them are similar, but they're just a little bit different here and there. But that's why we tell you seek local counsel all the time and see. But that's, to me, that's interesting. I don't do family law, and to me, it's like, yes, ma'am. What else would you like me to do? And that way I don't have to come see you, Denise, ever. So.
But I'm fascinated by the idea of lying in court. To me, that seems just like a dumb strategy. Didn't she have a lawyer? Was she not represented?
She didn't tell her lawyer. She didn't tell anybody.
Not the first and the last time that's happened with lawyers. Believe it or not, everyone's like, oh, what's it? No, clients don't always tell the lawyers anything.
I will tell you, a lot of times you find out things at trial that your client has omitted. Or at the hearing when, you know, something happened and you're finding out for the first time, you're like, how do I mitigate this?
Let me tell you about, I got a quick story, a lawyer story, about a lawyer I knew that had a trial where it was a county vehicle. And this individual got in an accident, and the whole thing was a he said, she said. And as they took the depositions, there's always one question that's always asked in a deposition. Have you ever been convicted of a felony? The answer is no. And as they're in trial, during trial, the defense for the county steps up and says, well, isn't it true, Mr. or Mrs.? I'm not going to tell you Mr. or Mrs. That way it's anonymous. Isn't it true that you were arrested, 2 years ago and we're in county jail here in this county that you're suing for stealing county property and getting caught breaking into county? No, I don't remember that. You don't remember doing this? And right, as a lawyer, you're going, oh my heavens, here we come. And it's like, and all of a sudden Your Honor, and they show them the evidence of their conviction, and then it shows the jail time. They've got it all there, and they testify. They can bring in individuals to testify about it. Sure enough, and then the individual's like, Yeah, I think I do remember that now. Yeah, I was arrested for felony, and it was like, and so there, and they lost the case. And
the
so,
loss of credibility is huge. I mean, when you can really discredit a witness. Well, I had fun last week. I discredited somebody, but I also made them cry, and that made me feel bad personally. But at the same time, it was the first time I ever made anybody cry.
But you're in an emotional situation when you're doing divorce court,
and people are really, really emotional.
I'd imagine.
Yeah, and it's very difficult, and thank goodness the judge took a break and, you know, let things
settle down. So here,
it's helpful.
Yeah, thanks. Jay-Z, and I might jump into things really. This is interesting. So Jay-Z apparently had a contract with a perfume company, a fragrance company called Parlux. Parlux. And apparently there was an agreement in 2016 where he was going to promote this perfume. And the perfume was called Gold Jay-Z. And I don't know if it was such a good perfume, I guess I would have been wearing it. But Gold Jay-Z perfume, they sued him saying that he didn't go out and promote it per the contract, okay? This is setting up what's going on. So in these celebrities, what they do as attorneys, so the attorneys for the perfume company, Parlux, is taking his deposition, and they video him. And that is not unusual to do a video deposition. But as celebrities, they don't want their deposition videoed because something might come out that'll harm their reputation, which is, they do. They have other contracts with other things. I'm sure Jay-Z's got huge contracts with other businesses. Mm-hmm. And so there's this fight is not necessarily over the case, over his deposition.
I know. I couldn't believe that he refused to do the video deposition and he did not get sent.
I'm telling you why, Denise. Tell me why. You know why. Why?
Well, because it's about leaks. So what Jay-Z was worried about is that somebody would leak this deposition, not for the purposes just of the trial.
That's exactly right.
And his likeness is there. Everything that's proprietary about Jay-Z, the way he talks, the way he sings, all of that was in this videotaped deposition, or would be. And so the judge really did find that he acted with just cause.
Yeah, so backing up a little bit. So what happened is, the issue is, does Jay-Z, was he doing his job in going out and marketing this? So some of the evidence that they found that'll determine where he was, and he says, yeah, I was marketing, show me proof, is in his private journal. And so they have subpoenaed his private journal, and they're going to talk to him about his private journal on this deposition that will be videotaped. Now, how depositions occur with videotapes is they put like a, what do you call it, a watermark over the deposition, and the court reporter keeps the original. And what happens is the court reporter always keeps it. And Jay-Z and their lawyers are worried about that original going out without the watermarks. And so that's
because
the big
watermarks
issue.
Will tell who leaked.
That's exactly
the deposition
right.
itself.
That's exactly right. And so, and there is confidentiality agreements in this that they cannot. And the courts are good about making sure these are confidential. It's not going to get out. So the judge did something very interesting here. I can't remember if it was a he or she, but the judge said, what we'll do is the minute the watermark ones are made, the deposition and the videos, we will destroy the other original video that has no watermarks.
Which is unheard
brilliant.
Of.
But that's brilliant,
it's
though.
It's brilliant. It's totally unique to this case, but it is unusual because usually you lodge the original with the court.
That's exactly right.
And so the original then gets lodged with the court, and then everybody has that original sitting there for the judge to look at.
Yeah, Mariah Carey twice had her deposition taken in lawsuits, and so this is nothing new. So that's anyway. Jay-Z's I'm gonna say something that's gonna help him out that maybe he doesn't have to have his deposition videoed sent all over the place. By the way, they're claiming they lost $18 million, this perfume company, and Jay-Z's arguing that they owe him $3 million that they didn't pay him. So this is over a lot of money. We'll be back. We're going to talk a little bit about San Francisco and the NRA when we come back.
More Radio Law Talk is straight ahead right here. Stay tuned.
I'm Johnny Erickson Tata. Not long ago, I was watching an episode of America.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Extend your life with Extendovine. Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Oh, stop it.
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
Hey, shocker alert, 855-LAW-RADIO if you want to call in or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. Shocker alert, ready for it. The NRA and San Francisco don't get along. I don't think San Francisco gets along with anyone, and I'm just being straight up with you and telling you I don't think unless you follow their agenda, and we are politically neutral, and I know that, but just I'm sorry, but even on the left, people are going what? I mean, come on, San Francisco, really? Come on. I mean, again, politically neutral. You're right. I'm biting my tongue so hard, and this has nothing to do with the left or the right or the middle. They just do these bizarre things, just bizarre. So they come out and call the NRA literally, and it's a unanimous vote in the San Francisco City Council, the NRA as a terrorist group. Within the United States, they call them a terrorist group, and basically say anyone that's doing business with them within our city basically can't, or they're going to be, you know. And so the NRA sues under the First Amendment, you know, freedom of speech, and Second Amendment, freedom to bear arms. And guess what? It doesn't last but a short time, and the mayor, London Breed of San Francisco, wonderful. Smart thing, and I tell you, it wasn't the mayor. It was their council for San Francisco were pulling them aside and going, "Let me tell you something, guys. Not only are you off, you're so far off the edge here. Don't even try it." And so the mayor comes out And rather than waiting for an instruction from the court, the mayor backs down and says, no, this is a quote, no municipal department will take steps to restrict any contractor from doing business with the NRA or to restrict city contracting opportunities for any business that has any relationship with the NRA, which was the smart thing to do.
Otherwise, they're going to face years and years and years of litigation.
Well, it's just not litigation. It's just not right, Denise. I mean, I don't care what you say. We're neutral. That is not right. I don't care if it's the NRA, I don't care if it's NAACP, you know, whatever group it is. You can't do that. You can't restrict them because of what their speech is. That's what the government, I mean, that's what this whole government and our whole
country. It's a freedom of association under the First Amendment, and then it's the right to bear arms under the Second Amendment.
And so, freedom of speech, too, you know.
Oh, and freedom of speech,
too. Yeah.
But, you know, it was the Board of Supervisors that did this, and then the mayor backed down, which was really important. And just exactly what you said, you believe that. Of course, the city council, the attorney for the city or the attorney for the mayor said, hey, you know, we're not going to win this one, first and foremost. And secondly, why spend our resources on doomed litigation?
Well, Denise, and why don't you take care of the 5 billion homeless, sorry, that's an exaggeration, homeless people on your city that are parked all the way up and down the city that you can't figure out what to do with San Francisco?
Oh, don't get me started because federal's cut funds for the homeless.
Okay, but I'm saying.
But isn't the real question who said this was a good idea? Who brought this up in the first place?
It was the Board of Supervisors.
Oh, somebody on there.
It's crazy.
Somebody made the proposal before it could be seconded and voted upon, right? I mean, somebody did that.
It was unanimous, so yes.
Here's my point. I want to jump back in, Denise, so I'm not going to let that point go. My point is that's an issue too, but how much money are they going to spend fighting this lawsuit? Take that money and put it toward the homeless.
Millions.
So, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah.
Put it toward the city, something that'll be good.
Yeah.
That's all I'm trying to say is put it to help the homeless instead of fighting the NRA on this thing. The odds of you winning are slim and none. Now, here's the interesting thing about it that we haven't discussed yet, Denise. I didn't know this. There's also a similar ordinance in Los Angeles that got passed. I didn't know that.
Yes, that's true.
That they are fighting right now, the NRA is, that basically says kind of the same basic thing. And so the NRA is going after them. And the NRA says, you know, we're going to fight everybody that tries to do this, any city. But now I wonder if Los Angeles is going to see, maybe we shouldn't do this with the NRA.
Yeah, well, I think because the city, L.A., tried to bring a motion to dismiss the case, and they lost that motion. So the case is going forward. And I think they should be seeing the writing on the wall.
Yeah, and just back off and not do the same thing. But anyway, there you go. That's the city of San Francisco actually stepping up and doing, at least in a legal sense, doing the right thing and the smart thing.
Wising up a little bit.
Yeah, that's so far over the edge. And I guess L.A. is not going to do that. But California, they set precedents. Good or bad, they set precedences in California. So the thing that has been everyone's been talking about all week, and I know that it's beating this drum so much, and it has to be one of the most interesting cases I've seen in a long time, is the former Dallas police officer found guilty of murder. This is Amber Geiger. Todd Cunin, who's our normal co-host, was a former prosecutor in Tennessee and California, now has his own criminal practice. This is up his genre. I don't practice criminal law. I don't know much about it. I do know a little bit. And what I do know is in Texas, where this occurred, many states have what's called first and second degree murder. Texas only has murder. It doesn't have first and second degree murder. It just has murder, and what's called capital murder, and then then you can do what's called manslaughter. The difference basically is, murder is, I don't know the difference in Texas, because in other states where it's first or second degree is, it's not premeditated. You didn't premeditate lie in wait to shoot a person, where first degree is you intended, you lied in wait, I mean, you set this thing up. But manslaughter is basically negligent and reckless, you know, type of behavior.
Checking that your behavior caused the loss of human life.
Yeah, and so the question is, why was this not manslaughter instead of murder? And Denise and I have talked about this back and forth. Why didn't she get convicted of manslaughter? And Denise brought up a very important point. As you watched some of this, but there was something that you noted that was kind of a tipping point, what you saw.
Right. I saw an interview of several of the jurors that were on there, and they basically said why they found her guilty of murder was because she admitted that when she was shot the victim, that she did shoot to kill the victim. And she had testified she was afraid that he was going to shoot her, and she was acting in self-defense. But by her saying that she intended to shoot him to kill him, that was enough to rise to murder in their eyes. And they didn't have any other choices. I mean, manslaughter was part of the same conviction, if you will, for murder, but murder is a higher charge. So when they found enough for manslaughter, then they had to ask about the intention. And she testified to her intention. And they felt like they had to impose a sentence that was, all of them agreed 28 years was way too much, because that's what the prosecutor was asking for. And they all said, no, there clearly was a mistake here. She needs to serve time for what she did. And they came down with a 10-year sentence. And she should be eligible for parole in 5 years.
What's interesting is there's still protests and people out there protesting. I don't think there's any, some people you just can't make happy no matter what. But again, you know, the elephant in the room is the brother that testifies, yeah. I wish, you know, I forgive you, I love you.
He said,
I know man. If you go to God and ask him, he will forgive you. That was his very first thing.
Yeah.
Because he's a God-loving person and a Christian that believes in forgiveness. And he also said, everybody else wants you to rot and die in hell, basically.
Yeah.
And I don't. I want what's best for you. I don't even want you to go to jail. I want what's best for you, because what my brother would want would be give your life to Christ. And by giving your life to Christ, that's exactly what my brother would want. And he was such a forgiving soul that he asked the judge, may I hug her? And he wanted to hug the defendant. And the judge didn't want to do it initially. And he said, please,
She
said, please, please.
No, he said, please, yeah, but yeah.
Yeah, he said, please, please. And the judge finally said, okay. And they hugged, and everybody's crying.
And you see, the judge was crying, too.
Yeah.
But what's interesting, it tells you about the individual that was killed, what a great man he was, too. It sounds like he was just the epitome, and you know, just a person coming out of a tough situation. He was from Africa, Ghana, or somewhere. I don't know.
He
became an accountant and is a great citizen of the United States. And anyway, we wish it was a bad situation, but what a great person that the brother was. And it sounds like the individual that was shot was just a wonderful man. Hey, we'll be back in our third hour talking about more radio, more law, and having fun. We'll be back.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support.
support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.